Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to another Victory Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. The margin was slim. Actually, as slim as it can possibly be, 24-23. Thank you, old friend Parker Romo. We needed that.
Never had a doubt.
Deep plant by Mike Vrabel. But chestnut checkers.
It's like one of those plans. It's like when you see the end of a movie and it's like, wait, how did this happen? And they flash back to all the sequences and just like, you're going to mean something to this team one day.
We saw dead people. Dead people walking was the Atlanta Falcons, 24-23. Another victory for your Patriots, 7-2 as they pass the midpoint of the season. For a few moments yesterday, they were dropped down to the 3 seed by the tiebreaker, but now they're back up to the 2 seed by the tiebreaker.
Oh, we are back to the 2 seed.
Even though all 3 are tied for the number 1 seed, really. But yes, the tiebreaker swung, I guess, on Sunday Night Football, changed some of the strength of victories, and your Patriots are back in the 2 slot.
Maybe the single worst decision, I'm just going to veer away from the Patriots, but it is Drake May adjacent. Maybe the single worst decision I have seen a coach make in a long time is leaving your franchise second-year quarterback in a game when you're down 38-7 with 8 minutes to go and having him try to option boot into the end zone against a very aggressive defense.
Yeah, we can talk about Jaden Daniels, but I can't watch it. I saw it once by accident, and I don't ever want to see it again. Those make me very uncomfortable.
Your boy Rap Sheet said it's only a dislocated only a dislocated elbow, probably 6 weeks. I was afeared. I was legit afeared that we saw the left arm equivalent of the Alex Smith injury. Like, yeah, no, exactly. Like, even on the broadcast last night, Collinsworth's like, oh, man, you hate to see that. And then Trico's like, we're not going to go ahead and show that again.
And that's why, and we will get into it later, because we are awaiting any moment now. Drake May, the quarterback of your New England Patriots, will be joining us. But that's why, later, Fitzy, we're going to talk about the approach to tomorrow afternoon's trade deadline, what Mike Vrabel has been saying, and what we think he should be doing, because I think those are two different things, and I think the cautionary tale are the Washington Redskins and Jaden Daniels. When you have
Commanders.
A good team, yeah, the Commanders.
Although they did honor Art Monk last night, if you grew up watching football when they were known as the Redskins, Art Monk, TV legend in the household of the 80s.
When you have a chance to win or go deep into the playoffs, you take it, because as Dan Marino learned long ago, and many, many teams and quarterbacks have learned since, don't assume, don't presume, and don't feel like there's a sense of entitlement that future wins will be coming. You're winning right now. You're putting yourself in position to compete and to play deep into January and maybe beyond, and we'll see how they approach the trade deadline tomorrow. But Drake May, as I said, will be joining us at 2:05 is the scheduled time to talk to the quarterback, who is coming off a bad game in which he threw a pair of touchdowns, had a 102 rating, still had 200-plus yards passing, and most importantly, was victorious. Got another win on his record as the quarterback of your Patriots.
How many teams would love to have a quarterback whose bad day is 250 yards passing, 20 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, sure, 2 turnovers, and a victory on his way to continuing an MVP candidacy. Oh, and leading the NFL in touchdown passes.
Yeah, somewhere that Nathan Peterman guy is like, wait, that's a bad day? That's a bad game for Drake May? We're in the wrong business, Mr. Peterman.
And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
That's fine. Okay.
Right. Yes, Dan Ball?
Yeah, his bad day still broke a Patrick Mahomes record for most games, 200-plus passing yards, 100-plus passer rating under 24. That's a bad day for Drake.
And he's going to tell us what he can fix and the things that he needs to do better and all that, because he did put the ball on the ground multiple times and he did throw an interception. And I think he also, or we also maybe got a little taste of, yeah, the deep ball accuracy and every time he throws it deep, they catch it is not sustainable. We saw him a little off
target.
The
number one pass defense coming into the game yesterday that he was able to put up over 200 yards and get two touchdowns, especially in the first half, was a salute to both his accuracy, tenacity, and Josh's play calling. And by the way, good afternoon to everyone who's watching the show as well at twitch.tv/BostonWEI or YouTube. I'm with Rather Be Golfing 95. Just back to Jaden Daniels before we move on. They do need to burn that stadium to the ground, not just rebuild. I think they will actually be building a new stadium down there in the Washington area, not just rebuilding on the site of that one. I think that's the case. That place is haunted. And did you know how similar the RG3, like same down, same time of the game, same part of the state, like the similarities between Jaden Daniels and RG3's injuries as the IG sleuths figured out? Stunning.
Yeah, that franchise has its issues. We thought they had exorcised them, last year with Jaden Daniels' arrival. Feels a little bit like maybe they are in the stadium. Maybe that's the issue. I don't know. But the Patriots have exorcised their demons from a year ago, because I've had multiple people say this to me on the socials, as you'd like to say, and I agree with them. That felt like
touch
a game
grass.
They lose last year. They lose that style of game last year. They find a way to lose. They didn't. They found a way to win, and as Mike Vrabel said, and I told you post-game on Six Rings that I loved the quote, he opened his post-game press conference in, we're going to find a way to learn from victory so we don't have to learn from defeats, and I love that mentality.
Great. Now, that should be last year with all those foolish things they painted all over the stadium. That is actually something they should paint on a mural somewhere in the stadium. Let's learn from victory and not in defeat. And how much did you love, I'm sure we will get into this at length over the program today, how much did you love his little exchange this morning with Curtis over strength of schedule and, you know, whether or not you should apologize for wins?
I loved it. He had some fun with Chris Curtis, certainly. I also think he was a little disingenuous where he goes, it's mind-boggling that there's strength of schedule and strength of victory. Oh, Mike, you think all 32 teams are exactly the same? You would just as soon like to play the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bills on consecutive weeks as you would the Titans and the Browns and the Fat. Like, they're not all the same. And you know, there was also an opportunity if...
Yeah, you want to play the Eagles and the, let's say, the Seahawks every week?
If Chris Curtis had wanted to really kind of have a little tête-à-tête with the head coach, which I wouldn't, I think he made the right decision.
Even after he said, I see your little smirk over there.
Your little smirk over there.
Oh, there it is! And when Mike said, you know, there's a salary cap, we all spent... Mike, you're $50 million below the salary cap. So, no, you're not actually spending to the salary cap this year. But, I think Curtis made a good decision in survival mode there with the head coach in front of him, growing a mustache, apparently, for Movember a day or two into it.
Solid plan.
Which obviously hits home this year with Terrell Williams and his situation and the T-Strong jackets that they were wearing and that campaign they have down at Gillette to support their defensive coordinator. But the Patriots got a win, and that's where you and I started last night on the Six Rings postgame show, and it made me think back. Remember the first thing that Mike Vrabel wanted to get rid of was entitlement? And I think with entitlement is that idea you're entitled to victories. You are not.
Nope.
So celebrate a victory. If you get a win by 1 point, play poorly, whatever, the other team hits an upright, celebrate it, because you're not entitled to that win. You earned it. You worked your ass off and made one more play than the opposition, two more plays than the opposition.
Did the Patriots not celebrate in the 2011 AFC Championship when they played horrifically down the stretch? And not only did Sterling Moore knock the ball out of Lee Evans' hands, but later on, Billy Cundiff missed the kick. Were they like, we don't deserve to go to the Super Bowl. We're not celebrating. Of course, you celebrate every win because, as Mike Vrabel pointed out, it's really difficult to do so in the National Football League.
As I mentioned, Drake May is joining us, and he's doing so right now on the guest line. Drake May on Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this week? Another victory that you're enjoying, I'm sure?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Never complain about winning this league and doing all right. How about y'all?
We're good. We are enjoying this. We're never going to complain about the team we cover. As Mike Vrabel said, it won 8 games combined the last 2 years. You guys get 7 games. This is a lot of fun. But I wanted to start with you. Now that you've slept on it, I'm assuming maybe you even watched some of the film. The ups and downs yesterday of your individual performance, how would you describe the way you played yesterday?
Yeah, I think just as an offense, I think the biggest thing is just not relaxing. I think in the first half we came out, put some drives together, and then we're up in the game, we got a chance to maybe get the go up 3 scores or get into a keep putting pressure on their defense and their team to make plays and makes it easier for our defense to put the game away. I think we just got to play better in the start to the end of the half with me protecting the football and come out of the second half and some chances to make some plays.
Drake, back to that play at the end of the first half when the rusher broke through the right side of the line and you tried to, I guess, kind of stiff arm him or keep him at arm's length and he poked at the ball. Is that something that I know Coach talked about it a little bit post game and earlier today as well? Is that going to be a point of emphasis going forward to maybe just sort of like live to see another day and try not to, play hero ball, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, it's always the point of emphasis. So we're going to do our best to not let that happen again.
Drake, we speak with Mark Schlereth every week here on WEEI Afternoons. He is a former NFL offensive lineman, Super Bowl winner with Washington and Denver. He works for Fox now in the booth. And he talks about sacks are not just an O-line stat. They also belong to the quarterback. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, do you agree with that? And what can you do to help your line out? I think it's 6 sacks yesterday, 6 last week. How can you help those guys out?
Yeah, pretty simple. Just getting the ball out. I'm not holding it. I think a lot of, the numbers, stats don't always, tell the case. And I think those guys are playing their butts off up front. And, a lot of them are really on me.
Drake, one of the best plays yesterday, first half, that Travion Henderson splitting out wide, Pop Douglas sort of lined up in the backfield, and he splits out on the wheel route. Great throw, great catch, great touchdown. It was an impressive play, made all the more impressive by what we all learned about Pop Douglas having lost his uncle within about 24 hours prior to yesterday's game. Were you aware of what happened in his family, and did you get a chance to talk to him after the game?
I heard a little bit pregame about it. Didn't really know exactly, but no, it's just credit to Pop and what a teammate to play through something like that. I can imagine what he's going through, and it was great for him to show up and have a big game. That only felt right. So checked in after the game with him, and just glad that he's playing on our team. He's a great kid, great teammate.
Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of Pop, I think there's some of us that thought, oh, he's the next in line to the slot receiver like Edelman and Welker, and those guys caught a lot of short passes. Last few weeks, he's really turned into a playmaker down the field, catching 40, 50-yard type plays from you. Are you interested? Did you know this evolution was coming to his game, and has it surprised you, or did you know he was this kind of a playmaker?
No, I think a lot of guys in the room have deep ball ability and big play ability, and they also are good with the ball in the hand. So just trying to get the ball any way we can down the field to these guys, and even in plays where we could just get the ball in hands in general. They're tough to tackle, as you saw on Pop's play.
Drake, did you get a chance to see what happened last night on Sunday Night Football with Jaden Daniels, also from your quarterback class, doing a great job in Washington? I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the injury or if you heard about it, and could something like that happens, on a seemingly innocuous bootleg to the right, could that sort of like be a wake-up call to, maybe just, not put yourself in harm's way going forward?
Yeah, just unfortunate for Jaden. What a great player, and just kind of every week he's fun to watch, and unfortunate that happened to him. Praying for him, and really, I think it's just playing football. I think honestly, in our game, that those type of injuries happen on any given play. So, really, I think it's just playing football.
Coach Vrabel began his press conference last night after the win, saying something to the effect that you guys are going to learn from a victory so you don't have to learn in defeat. That really resonated with me. I thought it was a great comment. Do you have faith in your team to do that? Because some teams aren't mature enough. Some teams need a loss to serve as a wake-up call, but do you think your team is capable of doing that?
Yeah, I think we are.
Have you thought about, Drake, I heard in the locker room in the video that the Patriots put out afterwards on social media, you got to do the breakdown before the video ended, and you ended with the classic youth football, pats on me, pats on three, one, two, three, pats. Have you, which is obviously different from the way things used to be done, but it's a new era of Patriots football. Have you thought about maybe workshopping like some sort of signature sign off in case you get to break the team down more frequently in victory in the locker room?
I usually break down every week, and we do it every week, so nothing really different.
We saw Coach Vrabel with you on the sideline on the bench area after one of the turnovers, and I know you talked a little bit about his coaching and support and everything post-game in your press conference, but I'm wondering how that all works in terms of Vrabel and then Josh and Ashton Grant and that sort of trio of coaching slash support you get. Could you kind of break that down?
Yeah, they all do it in their own way. They all coach me in their own way. I appreciate, you know, different things they do for me in different ways. And, I really enjoy being around all three of them.
I think I'm duty-bound to ask the question that has been on the mind of a lot of Patriots fans since they saw who was in attendance yesterday. Did you get a chance to speak with Cardi B before or after the game?
I did not. Nope, I did not. She had great energy, so it was good to have her in the building.
She seemed like she was really enjoying herself yesterday. She was big into Pats Nation, kept telling everyone that you guys were going to have a tea party yesterday down there at the stadium. Yeah, the big energy personality, right?
Exactly. But yeah, we're in Boston. I like it.
Drake, we talked to Coach Springer about practice on Thursday, I think he was saying, the rain and the sideways wind, and he was talking about that's a great teaching environment for Andy Borogalis. I'm assuming the same goes true for you as a quarterback, ball security. And how much does your ball security change based on the temperature, the time of year, where the game is? I know you played most of your developmental football, obviously, in the Southeast growing up, but is that something you're kind of learning on the fly here, maybe dealing with elements and cold as you go?
I think it really gets, really, other than last year with Buffalo out, kind of in the low numbers, it gets in the teens and in the 20s, back when I was growing up playing football and in the ACC. So that's just something you kind of get to, in football weather.
Drake, you spoke yesterday at the beginning of your post-game press conference about the impact that the Salute to Service weekend had on you. I'm not sure if you could possibly elaborate a little bit more or share a little bit about that, because obviously it is a very important initiative for everybody, let alone one that the NFL has made a priority, and rightly so, over the last couple of years.
No, it really is. I think it's a cool week to, shine light on the true heroes in our country that give us the ability to, live free. And, what a country we live in. And my grandfather served in the Navy. So, it's a special week for me, and it was cool to be able to get to win on that week.
We've asked you a lot of questions about your QB class and guys you've watched, or Josh Allen. I'm wondering, Baker Mayfield has been a high-profile quarterback for a long time, going back to his college career. He'll be on the other sideline this week. Are you a Baker Mayfield fan? Have you enjoyed watching him over the years and his gunslinger style?
Yeah, I'm a huge Baker Mayfield fan. I got to know him a little bit in the offseason. He's a great player. He's a great competitor, and it's going to be fun to match up with them. We got our hands full. They're a good football team, and just excited to play against them.
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job, obviously, in the NFC South, a first-place team as well. Baker's been in the MVP discussion like yourself, but I know you guys are just focused on one game at a time. They're known mostly for their offense and the arsenal of receivers, but what does that Tampa Bay defense possibly offer for you guys that may present a unique challenge Sunday?
Yeah, no, they're going to heat us up. They're going to get after us. I think they got a lot of veteran players on that team that have played, you know, some good ball for a long time in this league. So it's going to be good to kind of get a look at them and head down there back on the road.
Did you, I heard them mention in the TV broadcast, you weren't even sure what you were dressed up as last Tuesday at the Halloween party at Gillette Stadium. Have you figured out yet, or are you a Pokemon guy now?
Yeah, no, I'm not a Pokemon guy, but you know, whatever they gave me, I was ready to wear wherever, so I learned it was Dragonite.
And did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters on Friday night?
No, not too many, so not too many.
All right, it's your favorite time of the interview now, which hopefully we take an upturn here. It is time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, you know the segment has gone big time when it has a produced open for it. So obviously this is sticking around. So in light of your coach telling the media this morning in the Greg Hill Show that he is growing a mustache for Movember to promote focus on men's health, I'm wondering, facial hair, is that may or may not?
I'd say may not. I can't grow a great beard. My brother's got blessed to be able to do that, so that's a may not for me.
All right, you've been living in the Boston area for quite a while now. We know you like it a little bit warmer outside, but there are certain foods that people love in the area, like lobster, fish and chips, clam chowder. Seafood dinners, may or may not?
Yeah, may. Yeah, especially up here. Got some good spots up here.
All right, we talked to Adam Schefter of ESPN every week, and he let us know that you are the quarterback not only for his fantasy football team, but also for his daughter's fantasy football team, so they focus on your stats each and every week. I'm wondering, for you, fantasy football, may or may not?
May not. No, I was in fantasy in high school and growing up with my brothers, but you know, I really got out of it once I got to college and playing in the NFL.
Also with the wintry temperatures and the chill in the air, the snowfall, it's supposed to be a pretty wicked winter coming this way. Winter sports like ice skating and skiing, may or may not?
May not. I like my feet being in contact with the ground. I'm not very good when I'm on skis or something like that. So may not. Maybe down the road.
Yeah, way down the road. Yeah, we need those limbs working, those legs, those knees and everything. We talked to you a little bit about Halloween and the various aspects that go into that. So we've turned to November, and that makes me wonder, Christmas decorations, do you have to wait until after Thanksgiving? May or may not?
May. I think you wait after Thanksgiving. That's my belief. I think kind of celebrating the getting in the spirit for the next holiday. You know, I think getting ahead too early, I'm not a fan.
I'm not sure if you're big into the social media, Drake. My guess is not. However, I saw on TikTok that your wife is killing it these days, and I even learned how to make a cheddar jalapeno sourdough, I believe, the other day. So social media and also cooking around the house, may or may not.
Social media, may, just to you're keeping contact with you know what's going on and you know, the latest cooking. I'm not a big cook, so may not. I leave that up to my wife.
All right, another successful edition of May or May Not. Time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's question comes from Jackson in Durham, New Hampshire, and he wants to know, it ties into what you just said about social media. Does it come naturally for you to ignore the outside noise, whether that be praise or criticism? And because of social media, is that something that you and your generation have had to learn to deal with growing up, maybe more than past generations?
I think so. I think that with how much social media has taken off in the past few years and even day back to college, just learning and knowing how to deal with the media and all the praise when you're successful and you know, all the hatred you get when things go bad. I think just worry about the people inside the building, worry about your teammates and what they think, and just know that I think you know the famous quote about don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. So that's my approach to it, and keep it 1 week at a time.
That is great advice as well. And Marcus, I just wanted to wrap with this one. We'll be speaking to your teammate. I called you Marcus. See, that's where this was going. Drake, we'll be speaking to your teammate, Marcus Jones, in a little over an hour from now. How happy were you that he got that great contract extension? And did you make him buy lunch the next day?
No, Marcus is he's a great player. He's a great punt returner. He's a great asset to our football team. He's a great teammate. You know, couldn't be more happy for him and all his work. And he's going to be a great player here for many more years. I'm excited for him. And buying lunch? No, we eat in the facility, so it's thankfully it's free.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Good luck in Tampa Bay. Also, word on the street is you're going to the Celtics tonight. Is that accurate? Going to catch a game?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. Maybe.
Is that your favorite sport to watch now as a fan? Basketball?
Yeah, basketball and football were my favorite growing up. I love watching basketball, so it'd be good to check out Celtics if we end up.
All right, Drake, have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
That is Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons with an up-and-down interview that matched his game yesterday. I don't think he loved all of our questions.
I didn't think our questions were too probing. I don't think that was negative Boston media.
If the length of the answer indicates how annoyed he is, then he was annoyed a couple times because there were some real short answers. Yes, Dan Ball?
Did not realize you guys had your degrees in dentistry with pulling those teeth.
Oh, don't be mean. I thought we pulled it together nicely. I was worried he wasn't going to play along. It was like, all of a sudden, we have a may or may not open, and I was like, oh no.
When the jingle's longer than the quarterback's answers, we could be in trouble.
We were talking behind the scenes. We're like, is this really the week that we roll this out? But it ended up working out. He gave
some
good ones.
We put our head down, and we plowed into the end zone for a touchdown.
That's right.
So, good job, boys.
Of course, it was on fourth down, and we had to tush push.
Absolutely, but hey, all that you remember is the final score, just like the game yesterday. A win is a win, and that was a victorious interview for WEEI Afternoons with Drake May. We'll react to some of his answers, some of his short answers, some of his longer answers, the coaching they're getting, and ball security, the issues with the offensive line. That's all next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, afternoons. That was Drake May talking about the Patriots needing to play better, him needing to protect the football, especially in game-changing moments like the second quarter when the Patriots were driving to potentially take a 3-score lead and put the game away. They had scored touchdowns on 3 of their 4 possessions in the first half. They were kind of cruising, and then fumble, touchdown. Now you're in a 1-score game, and the second half offense didn't look like the first half offense.
Because you scored only 3 points.
Correct. And this was, I said it to you last night, Fitzy, this was the counterexample of 2 weeks ago when they go into the third quarter in a dogfight, and then Drake May throws 3 touchdowns, and it's like, what dogfight? It's a blowout.
They
We're
adjusted
still in the third
beautifully
quarter.
In halftime against the Browns to what they were doing on defense. Whereas
this was not that.
No, this was actually a good defensive coordinator in Jeff. Well, I mean, so was Jim Schwartz, but like Ulbrich had something figured out for these guys and threw like some kitchen sink. And also, just what Vrabel said earlier this morning. There's a lot of talent on that team.
Oh yeah,
12 first rounders are starting. Like, that's a lot of talent. Like that, they were able to throw numbers, volume, and schemes and effort at the Patriots in the second half, and they got a little confounded. Like, it wasn't that Drake was in a daze. It's just that they got no momentum going. But that shows you how big. See, people say, like, oh, momentum is not quantifiable. It can't be a stat. Yeah, no blank. It can't be a stat, but it's real.
Absolutely.
The Patriots had all the momentum. If they go into that halftime 24-7 or 28-7, that's ball game. See you, folks. Hit Route 1 now if you want to. You can listen to the second half and make sure you call into Six Rings. 21-14, way different story.
And we learn, and he'll learn, everybody, like, NFL games are long. There, you know, there's 10, 12 possessions. You feel like, oh, I scored on 3 possessions. This game's pretty much over. And then you learn, well, no, see, they have like 9 possessions left. So if they score on a couple of those and you don't, all of a sudden you're in a dogfight. Mm-hmm. And that's just the reality that I think he and his teammates and everyone will learn. But the bottom line is, and it starts with Drake May. I'm sorry, but we have bent over backwards to praise him for basically 2 months now. He's an MVP candidate.
2 months.
The odds,
we've been
the
doing
whole
it
thing.
For like all year.
And yesterday, he was not at his best. He did not look overly comfortable, in my opinion, from the very beginning. Even when they were scoring and making some nice plays, I didn't think he looked comfortable. He missed Pop on that over route that they ran again. He missed Pop later in the game. There was a sideline route he missed Pop. He was a little jittery, little frenetic, I felt like.
Was he too? So what did we think that is? What can we chalk that up to? Like, was he not feeling well? Was he geeked up for the game?
Little pressure. Pressure was part of it.
Maybe now the fact that, like, he can't not, pardon the double negative, but he can't not spend the entire week, whether he's got his brothers to keep him in check and a good coach like Vrabel to bust his balls, he can't not be hearing what's going on surrounding his ascension, his MVP candidacy, and everything. I wonder if that, you know, just like maybe he is, like you said, maybe he's feeling it a little bit.
I also just think there's times when guys don't have their best stuff. You know, I asked him about that, if you remember, early in the year, like the pitcher in the bullpen who realizes, uh-oh, I don't have my best.
Was that when you asked him if it was at a career crossroads?
No. This felt like we were at an interview crossroads a couple times, though, today, because he was a little meow. But yes, Stiz.
Yeah, that's my name. I heard you say yesterday on the Six Rings post game that you thought.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you're welcome. I listen every Sunday. That you thought there was a few times where he was looking a little rattled.
Yes.
And you stand by that.
Yes, pressure-wise, not knowing. Sometimes you see these guys, and whatever they do is right, right? Like, if they roll out right, that's right. If they go up the middle, that's right. And then there's other times where it just feels like they made the wrong decision. Same with running backs. You know, they're in a zone. Bijan's in a zone against the Bills, and you're like, oh, my God, every cut he makes is the perfect cut. Last couple weeks, every cut he makes isn't the perfect cut. Yesterday, I thought there were times where he just looked a little frazzled. But guess what? You know who else I thought also looked uncomfortable? Michael Penix. I thought two young quarterbacks looked okay. Talented young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like they're, you know, Joe Cool, always in control. It looks like they're kind of riding that high wire act of, oh my God, this is going to be awesome.
Well, they're
if it
figuring
works.
Out a lot, and the Patriots obviously do a lot schematically as well on defense. They don't play some sort of base Tampa 2 or cover 3 where they just sort of sit back and funnel everything underneath. Like, the Pats were changing things up on him all day. And occasionally, you know, just futzing around with him a little bit.
Yes, even though I think there was nothing to that, and we'll get to that later, the bitching and whining of Raheem Morris, who, you know, I wasn't sure what I thought of him as a coach, and then I watched that press conference. I now know what I think
of
him as a coach.
Are you not allowed to get out? You can't?
You can't simulate the snap, and that's what that is. Anything you do to simulate the snap is a penalty. That's a penalty, what he's accusing them of, except it didn't happen. Unless you're talking about Jalen Hawkins, 15 yards from the ball in the defensive
backfield. Trying to get someone's attention. Hey, look over here.
If your center snaps on that, then you got more problems than you really think about on that offense. But, yeah, we'll get into the bitching and whining and loser mentality of the Falcons. But Drake May did not have his best day. And I think, I mean, I wanted him to acknowledge that with the first answer, but he didn't. He said it was a wee thing. And that's fine. I don't want to pile on Drake May.
So was he unhappy that Terrell Jennings got so many carries? Was he?
No, I think he watched the film and he's upset with his performance. I think it's as simple as that, but he's not going to empty that onto the airwaves.
I mean, who else could he possibly be disappointed with? The offensive line? Mike Onwenu did have a super not terrific game.
He is your highest paid, only returning starter on the offensive line, and he is part of the problem, not part of the solution right now for an offensive line that has allowed 12 sacks over the last 2 weeks.
How many on the season?
I'd have to look into that.
It's okay.
I don't know.
We have apparatus and producers that can help us out with that when we pop it on the
But they're not playing well on the line. You lose your favorite deep target in Booty to a hamstring injury.
Maybe that was it.
You miss a couple passes. Like, there's a few things that came up in the game. You got a Falcons team that has some young, aggressive guys up front that got after you and made you make a mistake. I also do wonder, I've heard people bring this up, and he, you know, kind of why the root of asking him. You remember in Miami when I asked him about how he enjoyed it, and he goes, yeah, a little humid, that ball felt good down in Miami. I don't
Ted
know how the ball
this
felt
last night.
Yesterday.
Ted mentioned this on the postgame show last night. You know, he said, you know, I don't want to make excuses. We were talking about this on NBC, but it was cold out there. Maybe now that we have fallen back, shout out to the Celtics for the funny IG post. Don't forget to set your clocks an hour back. Now it's cold. It's like dark at 4:15. So, you know, he's going to have to adjust to this.
Also, it gets cold in the Carolinas. He said that.
Not New England cold.
You calling him a liar?
I am.
But also, yesterday was not like, you know, something weather he hasn't felt in the Carolinas.
Beautiful fall day yesterday. But the ball can feel different. You know, Stiz, bad example, but we've used it. I brought you a real ball compared to the ball in this studio, and one is slick, and one feels like a good football
night
that
and
you
day.
Can chuck. Mm-hmm. So the ball might have felt a little bit differently in those conditions. Yes, Dan Ball.
Career passer ratings for Drake May, 106 in September, 115 in October, 84 in November, 94 in December. So you do see a little bit of a drop-off. And I know it's only one year's worth of a sample size, so I'm cherry-picking a little bit, but there is at least 1 year's worth of a sample size of that being true.
And also, from the stats and information department, 34 sacks allowed on the season. So the Patriots are on pace to give up somewhere in the neighborhood of 64, 65 sacks. And Andy, that'll kind of match last year's total, if not surpass it, I believe. And yet we could probably look at each other or any Pats fan and say, yeah, but the offensive line has improved. Or has it?
No, the offensive line has improved. They've not been a train wreck. They can line up. There's not false starts on every play. But that doesn't mean they're not susceptible to good pass rushes, whether that's Myles Garrett and what the Browns were doing, whether that's a couple of young guys that were first-round picks from Atlanta. They were drafted for that reason. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, Vrabel, remember when he talked about we want to protect the quarterback and we want to make the other quarterback uncomfortable? I think that Atlanta defense made Drake May uncomfortable at times. And you see, when a quarterback's uncomfortable, he doesn't play as well. It's just natural.
So this week, instead of like a hibachi chef or a sushi chef, whatever it is, you know what? Just burgers and dogs.
No, I think you continue to treat them like they are studs.
Five Guys?
You don't want to give them reason to give a little less effort.
Tomahawk ribeye night?
Quite as well. Yeah, take care of them. But the Patriots, they did win 24-23. They are still in first place in the division. They are still the number 2 seed in the conference. Everything is ahead of them. They've put themselves in great position midway through the 2025 season. And yes, they should be celebrating the victory because you're not entitled to it. You worked hard to get it. We'll continue to talk about the Patriots and where this season is going after this little Falcons win that had a gate. Is that a scandal? Fitzy touched on it. We'll get more into Clapgate up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Falcons whiner, I mean head coach, Raheem Morris, talking about a critical play late in the fourth quarter. Falcons had a second down around midfield. If you were watching, you're like, wow, that snap really caught Michael Penix off guard. It did. He threw it directly into the ground and not to the side where Bijan Robinson was. The other side, boom, intentional grounding, loss of down, penalty yardage. They end up with a fourth and 20. They have to punt. Patriots get the ball, finish the game out in impressive fashion, and we'll get into that in a little bit, the way they did that and who they utilized to do that and all that. But as Mike Vrabel joked this morning, we got a little scandal now, Clapgate here, and we all in New England know that means you back, baby.
I was going to say, there's you've got a franchise quarterback, you got a hard-nosed coach, you got a fan base feeling themselves. You got a scandal once again. Without a gate, we ain't much. But now that we got a gate, oh, we're back.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Thank you,
Mike Vrabel did a tremendous job this morning immediately saying, you know, maybe it was our crowd. Maybe it was our crowd clapping and they're not used to that, and turned it on the home impact crowd that he had. So I like that. But do we think there's any veracity to this? I know we've watched it a number of times. We've watched that maybe Jalen Hawkins, who is to Penix's right at the free safety or safety
and 15
position.
Yards away.
At least 50. Penix is like 7 yards behind his center.
He's in
and
the
his
pistol,
center
yeah.
Hears a guy 15 yards away and is like, yep, I think that was Penix. That absolutely came from between my legs. That's where I heard that clap from. I'm just going to snap it.
Remember that, I think it was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game back in 2015 or 16 against the Jets, and there was a phantom whistle that called dead a Danny Amendola touchdown. People hear a lot of things at Gillette Stadium. Sometimes it's the radio broadcast in your headset. Sometimes it's
a clap.
Real. Sometimes it's that was actually very real. But that's what Mike Tomlin heard. That's fine. Do I think it's real? Maybe. Is it a little wrong side of the gamesmanship? Sure. Am I going to apologize for it? Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. I just I don't see anything that should warrant their reaction.
Somebody from the crowd going, hey, Penix.
I think the center just effed up. I just think the center flat out effed up. Yes,
Bradbury did. But even if it was one of our players, right? Too bad. That's ball. Like, be better.
It's a penalty.
Oh, it would be if we clap? Oh, well,
guess not. Yes, it's a 15-yard penalty ball. For simulating the snap. So, therefore, instead of them losing yards,
says a lot
they're
times.
Now at, like, the 35-yard line, maybe 37-yard line going in with an opportunity to send Parker Romo back out there to have a game-winning field goal attempt, which, who knows? He just hit the upright on his PAT. Who knows where that would have gone? I don't think it really happened. I just, maybe the center used an excuse, like a kid when you catch him and they just kind of fib whatever is on the top of their head.
It's New England. They also make a lot of noises.
Stiz, I do agree. Be better. In a clutch situation, like, be better.
Or he could have threw it the other way, like you said, and avoided the intentional grounding.
Well, and there's something to that. I think he got rattled.
There is something to that where the quarterback didn't handle the situation as well as he could have.
Nope.
And we mentioned it earlier. That this was a game the Patriots lose last year, like this. They would have done Falcons-like stuff. The Falcons lost this game. They hit an upright, then they have an opportunity to win the game.
And they end up have an errant snap. 20.
Right, like you contributed to your demise mightily here. Or you at least, okay, I'll even be open-minded, Raheem Morris.
Whoa.
Maybe the Patriots clapped a little bit.
Yeah.
You allowed it to affect you. You allowed, like, be better. Be better, as the dinks
say.
I
also just, like, we're not, like... Just say hike like everyone else.
Well, I mean, that's a separate issue. This is very common in college football.
I know.
Clapping.
And, like, and I see in the indoors a lot of times, like,
yes. Like, and then, like, hurry up. No, the play clock's right now. I'm clapping a lot. I mean, snap the, but, like,
just say hike, snap, go, like,
okay, here we go.
But I do enjoy that you're so good and you're in that spot where you win and then you get to mock the other team for whining. Because that's the other thing. If I'm Raheem Morris, I handle this either with the officials, you know how you can submit tape or submit things that you get screwed on.
Yeah, the Patriots had Cardi B, and here he is at the podium being a salty B.
Yes, like, I think this is a bad look for their head coach and for the team.
Let's see now later on in the week if Florio puts up something at Pro Football Talk, like new footage shows auditory enhancement shows Patriots safety makes clapping gesture.
Yeah, they got the parabolic just zoomed right in
tuck
on somebody
it and suck
clapping.
It. Get out of here.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for this as a Falcons fan. I don't care for it as a Patriots fan. And if I were a Falcons fan, I would, like, their coach looks like a guy who's brought swagger and attitude and a winning culture to Foxborough. Our coach does not look like that. And on a day when both quarterbacks, I put both quarterbacks in the same bucket for this. I thought both looked rattled at times. Both didn't have their best. Patriots found a way to win, and their coach is saying the right things at the postgame press conference. Your coach, the team found a way to lose, and in my opinion, is saying the wrong things at the postgame press conference.
That's a picture of just how close the NFL is. Like, that's the difference. Like, the Patriots didn't find a way to get blown out by the Dolphins at home. The Pats didn't squander a game on the road that they should have won in redemption. But there's similarities. Both teams have second-year quarterbacks, and both teams beat the Bills. So there you go.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the Patriots' victory? Hopefully you're a little more celebratory than Drake May was in our interview with him, where he was a little short with some of the answers about ball security and some of the lapses they had on offense yesterday. But they get the 24-23 win. They're 7-2. They're rolling into the middle of the season, and they're rolling into a fun game with the Bucks. Speaking of the Bucks, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 10 matchup between the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Going to be a lot of Pats fans in Tampa this weekend, so the Patriots should definitely be hearing them. Hopefully we don't have any clapgates breaking out. Speaking of which, best of the text line in the 2 o'clock hour, 603. Clapgate was what I got in Thailand. 413, how long has Fitzy been waiting on that salty B comment? I just made it up on the fly. Thanks very much for asking. And here we go, 508. Oh, no, there goes our future first-round pick, thanks to Clapgate.
Half hour from now, we will talk to Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our three-point stances. Baseball offseason is officially here. Bregman has opted out, and the excitement should begin. I'm going to talk about that in my three-point stance up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.